You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, welcome back again to MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch. And Jen, where do we begin? Let's see. Look, this team's still 98 wins as you and I begin conversation today. On the road, though, in Pittsburgh for a three-game series and currently working with a three-game lead over those Pirates. This is the final week of the season. What are your thoughts as you head into this big series?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time when you're talking about a team that has 98 wins with only a week left, with a week left in the season, you're talking about a team that can coast to the finish line, and that's anything but the case here for the Cardinals. They did themselves no favors on the series. They just played against Milwaukee, losing two out of those four games, so they allowed the Pirates to stay close. Now, really, you look at this series, though, in Pittsburgh, a magic number of four as it begins. I think if the Cardinals can get out of here with one win, they'll be in really good shape. They obviously finished the season in Atlanta against the Braves team that has not been that good. The Pirates host the Reds at the same time. But, if you can get one win here in Pittsburgh, you're guaranteed to leave with at least with a two-game lead with three games remaining. And certainly if the Cardinals are able to pull off two wins here in Pittsburgh, they'll get to celebrate on the Pirates' home field, which I'm sure won't sit well with the home team. So it's interesting to hear the guys in the clubhouse talk about how they think there could be a benefit to having to finish so strong. You look at some of the Cardinal teams in the past that were able to coast to the finish line a little bit, and they bowed out of the playoffs pretty early. This group hopes that having to fight tooth and nail just to get that division title will pay off once they get there. So this is a team that does not want to face Jake Arrieta in the wild card game. That's for certain. And so to do so, again, they're going to have to beat the Pirates at least once here in Pittsburgh.
I love that point, and I think that is a really interesting angle, and I'm intrigued to know that they are already thinking about that, because I have always believed, and then look, we see it, the evidence is there year by year, that the wild cards consistently wreak havoc in the postseason, and those teams that have the big lead and that are just so superior to everybody else, once they get to the postseason, they struggle. I mean, it is tough. It's a really interesting angle. Not that anyone would necessarily ever wish that on themselves. So it's a bit of a conundrum. But Carlos Martinez goes down. I want to jump to that point because I see it scrolling the other day. Martinez out for the year. There's still a lot of good pitching on this team. But what is the impact there?
Yeah, I mean, it's an unfortunate end to what was a really special season for Carlos Martinez. We were talking earlier this year and all the way back to spring training, not knowing if this was a kid that would even be in the rotation. He earned a rotation spot. He dedicated this season to Oscar Tavares, his late best friend and teammate. He made an all-star team a couple months later and was going for his 15th win when he had to come out of the game last week after seven pitches. Just a really special season. Now, on the flip side of that, that certainly does bring some clarity to the Cardinals' postseason rotation. Just a week ago, we were talking about which of the five would be left out. I mean, you can make an argument many different ways as to who deserved to be those four. Well, now we know. Michael Wacha, Lance Lynn are both going to be in there, along with Jaime Garcia and John Lackey, who I think are going to be your top two starters in any series. Whether the Cardinals were going to keep Martinez in the rotation or move him to the bullpen is something that even now, in hindsight, they're not mentioning it, and they say they never discussed it. I don't know if I necessarily believe that, but they're not telling. But certainly losing Carlos is going to have an impact. If you had moved him to the bullpen for the playoffs, imagine having that lights-out type of guy pitching your seventh and eighth inning, maybe alongside an Adam Wainwright. Or if he had stayed in the rotation. Again, we had seen some of his best starts here in September. So, again, unfortunate ending for him. I think the good news is this is not an injury that's going to require surgery so he can heal, be rested for spring training. You also look at the workload he had already carried. He was just about at 180 innings. This is a kid last year during the regular season only threw 89. So maybe to put a pause on that workload, let him get his strength back up for next year in the long run could be a benefit to him.
Okay, yeah, and I, nicely painted silver lining, right? And that's good. Let me go this route with you. Are you buying or selling? So they're gonna get pushed to hard down the line, and we both agree that that might actually be okay. Wainwright, Molina, we'll see exactly what they're able to come back with here at the end. That will be meaningful. Rosenthal struggling a little bit. Day to day, week to week, Jen, I don't know what to make of this team. And the reality is they have 98 wins, so why should I even be questioning it? But I got to know, are you buying or selling?
Yeah, I waffle back and forth too, Dave. You know, I think, honestly, a big wild card for me is what happens with Yadi Molina. And I think if he is back, I'm more likely to buy than I am if he isn't. You know, I say that not just like what he can bring to the lineup. You know, certainly he's going to offer a little more with that than Tony Cruz. But what he means with that pitching staff, we can't put a figure on it. You know, and certainly this has been a team from start to finish that has been carried by its pitching. We have seen the bullpen fracture a little bit here lately. I think that is reason for concern. Now, you do have a number of options. And again, if Adam Wainwright comes back, you have another one. But it, as we just talked about, you lost a potential one in Carlos Martinez as well. On the starting side, John Lackey and Jaime Garcia have been terrific. And I think they can match up really well against other teams, numbers one and two. I think the difference, though, is going to be what are you going to get from Michael Wacha and Lance Lynn at 3-4. Wacha not had a good last few weeks. You wonder if he, too, is tiring. Again, you look at his innings load last year and the jump he's taken this year. Does that become a concern? And Lance Lynn, it all comes down to fastball command with him, but he, too, really hasn't taken kind of the reins that I think a lot of us thought he could step up and be an ace this year, and he quite frankly, hasn't. So I think there are some concerns there that maybe say you sell on this team. On the flip side, though, this is the first time basically since April that they have had almost a fully healthy offense. And we saw glimpses of it this week with Matt Holliday and his production. Randall Grichuk, you know, another home run. Steven Piscotty continues to be hot. Matt Adams is now bad off the bench. All of a sudden, this offense that has lagged all year long maybe has the potential to pick it up in October, which can help a pitching staff again that's dropping just a little bit. So I don't know if I have a good answer to your question, Dave. It really varies on the day. I think I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in Pittsburgh because there's a strong possibility that this team might be playing Pittsburgh again next week in a playoff series, and this series right now could set the tone for that.
I was just, while we've been talking, I went back and I looked, and the longest losing streak of the year, and I'm sure you know this, has been four games. But that was back in June, early July. This is a team that, for whatever we want to say about perceived weaknesses or concerns, it's very difficult to you know sustain success against the Cardinals. And I guess that speaks to the depth and quality of the starting pitching because there are concerns. I think we can acknowledge those. But, you know, every other day you're throwing somebody else out there who can put an end to any streak. And I think in the playoffs maybe that's what you hang your hat on.
Yeah, I mean, and every team has concerns. I mean, you go around all, you know, almost every playoff contender, somebody who's already clinched, and you do wonder who a 3-4 starter is going to be. So the Cardinals' concerns on that front aren't really any different. You mentioned the four-game losing streak, their longest of the year. They have yet to be swept in a three-game series. They have 55 home wins. They have the best winning percentage on the road, so they can win, you know, both at home and on the road. I mean, it does. You wonder in many ways how this team has been able to do it when you look at the all-star lineup they've had on the disabled list, but they have. I also would say the emotional boost that this team would get from getting Yadi back and also from seeing Adam Wainwright on the mound, I don't think we can understate that. I thought it was very interesting last week when Wainwright took the mound to throw his first sim game. The entire team came out and either stood behind the batting cage or sat in the outfield grass and watched him. It meant that much to him, and I think there can be a lift there. Again, we don't know what he's going to be on the mound, but for I think all these teammates having seen the work that he's done to just put himself in this position, they are certainly livened by it. So I don't know. I don't know about this team, but they continue to win despite, you know, facing a lot of adversity, so maybe it's time to stop counting them out.
Yeah, no, I agree. They're going to win 104 games, and we're having this conversation. It's crazy. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think this series in Pittsburgh is going to be a lot of fun and a great tune-up and way to stay sharp going into the postseason. Jen, to hang on tight. It's a wild ride. It's been a lot of fun this summer, and I can't wait to catch up again and see where this story takes us next.
Thanks so much, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
As always, Jennifer Langosch, MLB.com Extras. St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.